This is the local VK5 news segment, and from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few brief notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Well, the Christmas season is upon us, and the club Christmas function to be held at the Midway Tavern at the junction of Midway and Yorktown Roads, Elizabeth, 6 p.m. start on Wednesday the 20th of December. The fifth Wednesday event on the 29th, paddle portable at Largs Bay Jetty, went ahead with 8 participants despite the heat. Very noisy reception until after sundown. The stations heard were from ZL, VK7, VK3 and VK2. Contact itself was not possible. Yeah, well, here's to the next time. I have not heard who has contested last weekend except for John VK5KAF, who racked up 1,000 points. A good score and well done. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. And in the event that I don't turn up on this station between now and the new year, I wish you all a Merry Christmas. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF again, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Our newly updated repeater setup for VK5RMG on the Bluff appears to be working well. Typical of repeater systems though, John, VK5DJ, and the crew have a problem to track down. It's been there for a while now, and John is determined to find it and rectify the situation as soon as possible. It's been there since before the latest changes were made, so it's believed to be from outside our system somewhere. No doubt, even when fixed, it will reappear a week or two before our next convention as Murphy maximises his disruption factor for the year. Last Friday night, a number of our members travelled north to have a look at the at the 5PA ABC radio transmitter site just out of Narracourt. Club President Peter, VK5KBF, whose company maintains the system here in the southeast, gave us a guided tour of the facility, and very interesting it was. We then adjourned to one of the watering holes in Narracourt for a pub meal with some of the Narracourt Club members. All in all, it was a very pleasant evening and much enjoyed by all who attended. Our next function is the annual Christmas barbecue, which will be held at Lake McIntyre again this year. With Lake McIntyre being an excellent venue, we are expecting a big turnout this year. Taking place on Sunday the 10th of December at about 11 a.m. SA time, we welcome all amateurs and family, so if you are in the area, please feel free to drop in. BYO food, drink and chairs, shelter, barbecues, toilets, etc. on site. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now from Wison, South Australia.
Good morning, my name is David with the call sign VK5 Alima Sierra Bravo. And I'm providing you with some notes and updates from Wison South Australia and on behalf of the Wison South Australian Committee. Wison South Australian volunteers will be involved in providing radio communications and support for the upcoming Classic Adelaide Rally, which is being held over December the 7th to the 9th. We currently have most stages of the event covered by a dedicated band of volunteers, but if you're interested in what Wison South Australian's role or involvement in events are, then come out and have a look and you'll be paired up with an experienced operator. If interested, please email the Wison Events Manager on this email address, which is events@sa.wison.org.au, to notify of your interest, and we'll endeavour to locate you at a checkpoint close to your home QTH. I'll say again that email address again, which is events@sa.wison.org.au, if you're interested in coming out and having a look at the Classic Adelaide Rally. Now, some important information regarding the local repeaters in Adelaide. Wison South Australia is providing emergency communications to the Classic Adelaide Rally. and at times will be utilised in the local 2-metre and 70-centimetre amateur radio network across Adelaide for emergency communications to the Adelaide Command Centre. The call sign that we'll be using is VK5WIE, I say again, Victor Kilo 5 Whiskey India Echo, and we ask for your patience on the repeater network if you hear us on there. We are utilising the local repeater network as most of the rally communications are on GRN, but some staging points have limited or no coverage. We apologise and thank you in advance for your tolerance if our use affects your repeater usage and access, but we should only be on there for short periods at a time unless there is an emergency situation on the course. If at home, listen out for us on the local repeater network. And as I say, I do apologise in advance if we do affect your access to the repeater network. Also, a monthly newsletter is published by the Wison South Australia, and if you want to be added to the mailing list, please email the secretary at secretary@sa.wison.org.au for more details, and see the Wison South Australia webpage. Just search us on Google. And I say again, just in case you missed it, email the secretary at sa.wison.org.au to be added to the mailing list. Wison South Australia is also on Facebook, so check us out and like us and join our group, as we'd love to have you on board with us. So looking forward to seeing you out there with us. This has been David, VK5, Lima Sierra Bravo, on behalf of the Wison South Australian Committee. Cheers all.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Well, it's now December, and that means it's time once again for the Northeast Radio Club Christmas party. Yes, it's on again, and as usual, it will be held at the Northeast Radio Club Meeting Hall, which is in the Modbury West Community Centre Hall at Capulet Crescent. So once again, there will be a $5 cover charged for the payment of chicken and chips and pizza that we'll be having on the night. And please bring along a plate of salads or sweets to share so everybody can have a good time. And there'll be tea, coffee and soft drinks available on the night. But if you want to, you can bring along your own favourite liquid to celebrate with. And of course, once again, we'll probably be having some special events on the night. So come along to the Northeast Radio Club Christmas party on Friday the 8th of December. Get there at 6:30 p.m. and enjoy the festive season with the Northeast Radio Club. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The A-House Picnic at Lions Park will be on Sunday the 21st of January. As we're having most of the food catered for, we need to know how many people are attending. You will need to supply your own drinks and bring a dessert or a salad to share. You can book with Trevor, VK5NIX, by phoning him on 0417 838 740 or by emailing him at tmolde@internode.on.net. Please indicate how many people are coming with you. We have quite a few people booked already, so the more the merrier. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month, except the month of December and January, at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. Meetings start at 7:30 p.m. As AHAS goes into recess for most of December and January, the next general meeting will be the AGM on the 15th of February 2018. And if you would like to nominate for a position on the committee, nomination forms will be available from the web soon. You need to lodge nomination forms at least 7 days before the AGM, and you can email them to me via my WIA email address, vk5srp@wia.org.au. The AHAS Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 10th of February 2018, and the next technical session will be on the 24th of February 2018. Events at the Shack start at 9 a.m. If you cannot listen to the broadcast live on Sunday mornings, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the WIA broadcast link and you will find the national and local broadcast MP3 files. To keep up with date what's happening at AHARS, you can visit the website and look at the latest news and the upcoming events page. Any changes to plans for December and January will be reported in the Sunday broadcast and on the AHARS website. The URL is http://www.ahars.com.au. If you wish to contact me, you can email me or send a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week. Catch you next week.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.